Pakistan is one of 24 Islamic countries whose nationals are affected by the new registration policy of the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, or INS. The policy requires visitors from those countries, as well as North Korea, to register or risk being deported from the United States. Pakistan wants its nationals exempted from the new requirement, and Pakistan is sending its foreign minister to Washington this week to discuss the issue. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Islamabad.
Shortly before midnight, the weary passengers of PIA Flight 724 pushed their luggage into the crowded International Arrivals Hall of Islamabad Airport. They've just flown in direct from New York, and many of them arrived telling stories of a once open country where they say Pakistanis are no longer welcome.
People, mostly they are Muslim or like the Pakistani people. They're being harassed by the INS and with the government.
This is my opinion. He don't want Pakistani people in United States.
Some of the passengers said they were leaving America for good after prolonged and in some cases illegal stays in the U.S. Mohammed Asif Shepi's five-month-old son was born in New York and is a U.S. citizen. But after spending barely a year in the U.S. on what he says was a five-year multiple-entry visa, Shepi is bringing his family back to Pakistan because he's scared of the Immigration and Naturalization Service's new registration policy.
So if you went to INS, you were afraid of being...
Yes, of course. A lot of people arrested. I know a lot of in the community, they're arrested over there and sending back to home.
Under the new rule, all Pakistani males without green cards over the age of 16 must report to the INS to be registered, photographed, and fingerprinted. This affects Pakistanis whose applications for visa extensions are still pending, as well as tens of thousands of illegal Pakistani immigrants. The policy has been criticized by some of the 23 other Islamic countries whose foreign nationals are also on the list, as well as by Pakistan's government.
There's a feeling that it is Muslim-specific, and this is not a good thing.
Pakistan's foreign minister, Khurshid Mahmood Kasuri, says it's unfair to register his countrymen, especially since Pakistan has been a partner in the U.S.-led war on terror. He says he'll lobby for Pakistan's exclusion from the list during talks in Washington this week.
Pakistan is a frontline state. We need our public opinion to support us. If you have our compatriots in the United States who are who feel that they are being subjected to harassment, as it were, they have family ties here, and it creates problems for us in building a consensus.
Announcement of the new INS rule was met with outrage in Pakistan, where anti-American sentiment was already on the rise. One newspaper editorial opined that if Pakistani immigrants are a threat to the U.S., then American soldiers currently stationed in Pakistan are a threat to this country. The INS did not respond to requests for interviews on this issue. In the past, spokesmen have denied that the policy discriminates against Muslims, saying that only countries where terrorists are active have been singled out. The INS says the program is also aimed at cracking down on illegal immigration. Some of the passengers on PIA Flight 724 acknowledged living and working illegally in the U.S. for years. As for Mohammed Shepi, he says he'll wait at least a year to take his young American son back home. By then, he adds, he hopes life in America will get back to normal. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Islamabad.